Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th edition of Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema, that is a project fostered by the European Parliament, thanks to which 28 young cinema lovers are selected to be part of the jury of Le Giornate degli Autori. Today we are here with a Portuguese representative of this year's edition of the project, so welcome Camila.
Thank you very much.
So, Camila, first of all, how did you get to know about this project, and what was your reaction when you were selected?
So I've heard about it through my hometown cinema, Cinema Trindade. And I just saw it on Facebook, saved it for later, ended up doing it somehow. And I was really surprised because I just did it last minute. Well, I did put some effort into it, but I never thought I would win it. And so I was really, really surprised.
And tell me something about the cinema situation in your country. I mean, do people go often to the cinema, or it is something that is not affordable?
I wouldn't say it's not because it's not affordable. I guess there's just not a lot of interest, really, like, or promotion. People just a couple of years ago all the small cinema rooms closed for some reason. Mm-hmm. So it was mainly the mainstream or shopping malls or whatever. So people mainly go to, I would say they go a lot to cinema, but mainly to the mainstream ones. But there's been some earlier, like lately, there's been some promotion of like author cinema.
And where do you get informed about cinema? I mean, there are magazines, periodical magazines, or TV channels that broadcast contents about cinema?
There are, one of the state TV channels does a lot, but I wouldn't say it's the most
exhaustive one.
It's just one. Well, it's mainly one that deals a lot with cultural programming but they thought of closing it as well. I don't think a lot of people give too much attention to it, really.
And you said, I just want to know something more about yourself. Mm-hmm. Where you are, of course, you love cinema, otherwise you won't mm-hmm. be there, you won't be here. Which role would you like to play in the cinema industry? I mean, do you see yourself in a role of the director, of the screenwriter, of the...
I don't have a film background or whatever. I mm-hmm. study philosophy. So I would love to be the director, but I don't. So it's not my.
It's
I haven't
not
studied for it or anything. So I would say the most realistic thing would be to be the screenwriter, which I would really like to actually.
And what about the movies instead that you had the chance to see here? Which movie in particular would you suggest our listeners to see?
From the official selection?
From the official selection, from the competition, from the festival as a whole.
So has the winner been revealed from the Giornate?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it is.
I would recommend the C'est à l'amour. Also, like all the others from the Giornate, really, but C'est à l'amour especially. And I guess from the official competition, I really loved Roma. Yeah, that's mainly.
What did you like most? I mean, which aspect surprised
in
you?
In Roma,
yeah,
I loved the cinematography. I think I pretty much loved everything. Really, like the story was amazing. It was super inspiring. The acting, I loved it, like the whole thing.
Yeah, well, Roma so far, I think for you guys, it will win for
we're
sure
amazed,
because
right?
you all mentioned Roma, so
yeah.
I guess it was really impressive.
It was an amazing experience, really.
Thank you so much, Camila, for your interview. And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.